AR4ETW Mobile. Monitor.
AR4ETW. Good morning. I think it's Chuck. This is N4ZLK. Shane, how are you?
Good morning, Shane. AR4ETW. Everything's going good. Good, cool day. But all quiet so far.
Pretty good day. Merry Christmas to you. I'm mobile as well, out running a couple errands, picking up rib roast for a Christmas dinner and running a couple other errands. So, looking forward to having everybody over.
Roger that. Just what time will that be ready, Shane?
Well, when or where or what time, because there's too many people listening.
That's a roger. Hell, you love to have a yard full.
I'm only getting so much. There won't be any leftovers. Well, at least not for anybody else. No, I'm just kidding. No, we enjoy it. We started doing that a few years ago instead of a turkey, since we just had the turkey on Thanksgiving, or ham. It's a nice change, and it makes for a good meal and usually some good leftovers.
I like a change. I think it's just me and my wife. I think we're going to have steak potato.
I mean, that's basically what I'm doing. Beth is making some roasted potatoes, and I'll cook this one on the grill. I've done that on the grill the last several years, and it just turns out really nice.
Yes, sir. I believe it is. Might throw some grilled shrimp on there, too, just because I can.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Hey, you up on the mountain now?
Or just got into Marietta and headed to a couple stores. Got to run to buy Lowe's first and then pick up some cold stuff on the way back.
I'm mobile up here. Probably Highway 11, Campobello.
Area 2. I go out there at Wade sometimes, headed into Spartanburg. Or if we head down 26 certain areas, it's better to go that way than go take 1126 versus going all the way through Greenville.
Yo, Club, there's not much in Greenville I won't go see.
But I grew up here, and it seems to keep drawing me back into it for some reason. I'm trying to stay away from town as much as possible.
Kind of live out in the country, too, but live like cities trying to move to the country.
Fortunately, Pickens County is a little more restraining on the development, especially in certain areas. Maybe not around Easley, but up around where I am, they are. But, man, traffic is still heavy, even in the wintertime now.
It seemed like I read an article or saw something on TV about Pickens is trying to slow it up a little bit.
Organizations and companies trying to build, you know, commercial development along Highway 11. And I know there's a lot of it in Greenville County and maybe Spartanburg County, I'm not sure. But it's supposed to be the scenic foothills, the Cherokee Foothills Highway, or Cherokee Foothills Scenic Highway, whatever it is. So they're trying to keep that development from coming in like that.
Too much. I know everybody wants come to the country, but you know, I think that up here all way across towards you is, you know, they want, and I'm not picking on deep, but they want to build that big transmission line along the highway, and that's going to do away with that scenic view.
Well, I didn't realize they were looking at that. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because it's in their mind, because it's you know, already they don't have to clear a bunch of land to do it, but it sure isn't pretty.
We need it all, but just seems like you ought to stay off the scenic highways. It got voted down for the time being for a while, but just have to wait and see.
We'll keep trying.
Over toward the Dacusville area, aren't you?
A little north or northwest of Dacusville, probably more north. Due north of Pickens, up off Highway 11, so Dacusville's kind of southeast from me.
Your radio's doing good from over.
reach to the repeater, pretty much line of sight. I mean, well, it is line of sight, but I can pretty much see it most of the area. But I'm actually coming into Traveler's Rest now, and that helps too.
Sure.
What's the hobby so far?
Man, everything's great. Weather's cooperating a little bit, not too cold, not too wet. Just enjoying the peace and quiet. I'm retired. Don't want to hear the noise no more.
Stand completely. I used to get on 85 just about every day. Well, yeah, every day with work, and I haven't been on 85 but three, maybe four times since September, beginning of September.
For me, with Lake Robinson over at North Greer, but that was my office.
I'm not real familiar with that area. Go through it every once in a while.
My job, 38 years over that way.
I'm 34 years working around Greenville. Kind of all over Simpsonville, Greenville. Downtown Greenville for a few years. Back before the new ballpark they built down there. It's not even new anymore. But it's changed a lot.
KR4 ETW. Yeah, everything's changing. That's the only thing that stays constant is change.
That is true. I think I said that to someone the other day. So it's nice to hear someone else recognize that too. I think most of us know it deep down.
Would have tried it on the net last night. I didn't get on it.
And I didn't listen to the whole thing. Duncan was running it. But I tried to check in. I tried to check in pretty regularly, but last several weeks I've missed a few. I've gotten, just worn out from working around the house and gone to bed early.
You've been doing some remodeling up there?
Some. Got a couple more projects to do. Kind of holding off right now for the holidays. Repainted two bedrooms and a hallway. Walls and ceiling, and put new flooring down. Kind of remodeled the way they look, and had the house painted. Didn't do that, but did some work on the outside afterwards. Put some wood trim around the windows, put new posts on the porch, things like that.
Now for just a minute, let's make sure nobody else wants to talk. KR4 UTW on site.
I'm not far where I'm my first place here, so enjoyed it. And I hope you and your wife have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy that steak and potatoes and possible shrimp. KR4 ETW and 4ZLK.
Hey, you do the same, but I'll get you a little later, maybe on net. KR4 ETW clear.